What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea.
Please stand by for Michael Rivero. We're having technical difficulties at the moment. Thank you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain? What really happened?
We will not go wiser tonight. Women and children alike.
We're on the line here, and we're ready to go here, and I apologize to our audience, but I'm dealing with very old equipment here, and for some reason, even though this machine was up and saying it was connected and Skype was all running, it wasn't. I had to do a fast reboot. So welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, August 4th, 2016. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Actually not. It's been a really nightmare of a morning between malware on my desktop, hacks on my server, and software that just in general doesn't work, and along with all this other nonsense. There's just so much stuff going on here. All right, we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I apologize for the late start. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I think Dan is in our control room, at least for the moment. Mike will be coming on in a little bit later. Okay, getting into the news. Apparently, something that the corporate media is not covering is the fact that the treatment of Bernie Sanders by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign has triggered thousands and thousands of Democrats to basically quit the party. And they're calling it hashtag DemExit. The Democratic Party could be in the process of fracturing. Of course, they're trying to put out this image of unity and everybody's, you know, behind Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Voters are going to vote for Hillary Clinton, even though they got screwed over because they're loyal Democrats. But apparently that is not the case. And the corporate media, they're in a frenzy of bashing Trump. I mean, there is nothing that Donald Trump can say or do that is not going to be turned around and used to attack him. And they're even making stuff up. Like Joe Scarborough and that claim that Trump was saying, why can't I use nuclear weapons? And then, of course, when Trump denied it, they said, oh, Trump is lying. Trump is lying. And it is so obvious and heavy handed. Claire and I were out doing some shopping before the radio show. And I was talking to somebody at the store and just about how dirty this campaign is. And she was saying she has just turned off the TV. She can't stand it anymore with all this nonsense. Now, we've been talking about how they're trying to manufacture the illusion of support for Hillary, because if you go on out and you look at the pictures of Donald Trump's rallies, he is selling out sporting venues, and Hillary has maybe 100 people showing up to her events, and there is a suspicion that they're actually paid to be there, and that suspicion was reinforced by this video that we put up on the website. It's from YouTube. Where Hillary Clinton is out there and she's speeching and all the rest of the stuff. She's attacking Donald Trump. And apparently she had a momentary brain fade because she said she stands for raising taxes on the middle class. And the audience immediately cheered, proving they're not even paying attention to what she's saying. They're just waiting for the cue that they're supposed to cheer and applaud. And it looked utterly ridiculous. Now, yesterday we were dealing with this story that was going on all over the place about how Donald Trump was getting ready to quit, and the Republican committee was preparing emergency measures to find a replacement when Donald Trump quit the campaign. And of course, the Trump campaign said, I'm not quitting. And now the Republican National Committee is saying they have no idea where that story came from, because it certainly didn't come from them. That Donald Trump is their nominee. He's going to be on the ballot. Nobody's making an intervention or any kind of an end run, or preparing for him to be gone. So this was a dirty trick from the Hillary camp to discourage and undermine Trump's supporters, from which she did get a little bump in today's polls, from all these people who believed Donald Trump was going to drop on out. Oh, I might as well say I'm going to vote for Hillary because Donald's not going to be around. And I need to remind you all, Hillary Clinton's first job in Washington, D.C. was on that Watergate committee. She learned about stealing elections from the feet of the master, Richard Nixon. She learned everything that creep did. She's using every single one of them. By the way, as a historical footnote, yes, she did get fired from the Watergate committee for lying and unethical behavior. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls here. Clinton, Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I was trying to put a few posts up on Hillary rallies And it seems like the net's being scrubbed of it because you can find Sanders and Trump rallies. They're filling out stadiums and arenas. And Hillary, I mean, so I'm kind of putting a call out to the Rovero Rangers to go to Hillary rallies and take pictures and send them to you so we can spread it out. It's one way to collapse this fraud that she's actually ahead in the polls, which we
can
all
find
know
anybody. There's a problem with that. We can't find anybody willing to go to a Hillary rally unless they're being paid $10 an hour, and I can't afford to do that.
Well, you have to take your barf bag and your earplugs with you, but you know, it's just something to do if you're not doing anything. Another thing, did you hear that Bill Still, he ran into an FBI guy. It's in Bill Still's report that that Comey was actually pressured. He'll probably resign after the election. But the deal is that people in the intelligence community feel that when she was serving up those SAP files, that human assets were lost as a direct result.
Yes. Yes, I'm aware of that, and you know, but I can't compromise some of the sources that I have on this. But I'm hearing from a lot of places that the career intelligence community are very angry and upset at what's been going on, and they see Hillary as once she's president, she's just going to sell everything she can and put the money in her pocket, and they're very, very angry and upset about that.
I think she made a powerful enemy there. Bill got away with it, but I don't think Hillary's going to get away with it. I'll let you go there, Mike.
All right. Well, right now, of course, Hillary is gambling that she's going to steal the election and be the president. And once she's the president, she'll be immune from prosecution because she can pardon herself, we think. That's going to provoke a constitutional crisis. Can a president pardon themselves? Of course, we know that on his last day in office, Obama is probably going to issue a blanket pardon for Hillary Clinton for all crimes committed past, present, future, into the next millennium and so forth, which would be a huge, huge stain on Obama. But at this point, they're in a panic to hold together this status quo of money junkies and war hawks and oligarchs. And all of them know that when this starts to come apart, there are going to be prosecutions because of all that has been done. It's all unraveling down to that Clinton Foundation being a giant slush fund and a money laundry. It's just a larger version of the Arkansas Development Finance Authority that Bill Clinton had as governor of Arkansas. This is all just a scale up of what was going on in Arkansas. The, you know, the gun running, the drug running, the selling out, the corruption, the money laundering. And if you want to know who Hillary Clinton's staunchest supporters are, I would speculate that probably everybody involved in the illicit drug trade, anybody who ever got the money to start their business from the drug trade, anybody who's allowed their business to be used as a money laundry, they're all on board with Hillary because they understand if she comes down and that foundation is exposed for what it is, it's going to explode everywhere. And everybody who is involved in this drug economy, the narcocracy, is looking at serious jail time. And that's why they're in a panic right now. They're desperate. Okay, we're going to switch over here. Thank you for the phone call, Clint. We're going to switch to Randy in Texas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, with all the technical issues you were having earlier, I feel like saying, aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, what'd you think of the play?
Yeah, it does get intense here, trying to, you know, keep everything running. And some of it really is very, very old, especially in this salt air we have in Hawaii. Most of the stuff you buy, it behaves like it's made out of compressed rust, and it just starts coming apart almost immediately. In this case, this standalone machine I have for running Skype, it's an old XP laptop. And every once in a while, for some reason, it just won't come up correctly. And we just need to get into a habit of actually running a test on Skype before the start of broadcast. Just one more thing on my little checklist to do before we start the program. But we have to keep on going. We're coming up on that general election, and we just have to stay focused on that.
Yes. Well, what I called up about was I'd heard earlier from one of your fellow RBN hosts that there was an incident at Trump Plaza in which there was a retired policeman showed up apparently drunk and happened to be carrying a weapon. But I heard another one that someone named Barry Lee Bush showed up there with a silenced pistol and was trying to get in. And he was arrested by New York PD. Do you know anything about that and whether it was true or not?
Well, it's a very bizarre story because the version that came out, supposedly sourced on the New York Police Department, was this guy did circumvent the outer layer of security at Trump Tower. He was caught inside, and he had a silenced semi-automatic pistol. And when they ran his fingerprints, it came back as an FBI agent who supposedly had died in 2007.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the
you
version...
Do you know if there's any truth to that?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you what I do know. The version that was on ABC, they had to report it, was that this was an ex-police officer who didn't get past the first layer of security. He had a legally owned firearm. And here's where the story gets weird. According to ABC, the judge let this guy go on his verbal assurance he would never go back to the Trump Tower. So we don't know exactly when... what went on. Now, Trump wasn't at the tower at the time, so this may have been just some goofball who was, you know, trying to see what the defenses were like, or somebody maybe trying to send a warning to Trump that he can be gotten to anytime they want, in which case they failed miserably because this guy got caught. And if there's anything to it, I'm sure Trump will immediately double his security. And it certainly dovetails with that idea that they were floating yesterday that Donald Trump was going to quit, because the only thing that would make him quit right now is if he felt his family was in mortal peril.
Yeah, I believe that would probably, you know, if someone had threatened my family, I'm sorry, I would probably go ahead and back off.
Well, you know, anybody who's involved in trying to bring about change to this government, we're all facing risks, and we all understand it, and it's just something that we have to accept and live with. We're all going to die someday anyway. It's just, what do you want to be that for? And at this point, knowing the direction this country is heading in, there are gratefully so many people out there in the independent media who are willing to take that risk. In order to try and stop this nation from just going off the edge of that cliff into a total dictatorship and World War III and the rest of it. Okay?
Yep. I'll tell you what, the way I want to die is I want to be shot dead at the age of 100 by a jealous husband.
I wonder where you got that line. All right, well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call, Randy. We're going to let you go here. Because, of course, that's my life's ambition. I want to live to be 102 and be shot by a jealous husband. All right, let's switch over to Tom in Florida. And, Tom, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Good day. Good day. How you doing, Michael? Yes. Remember, that last caller, with a gun, you're a citizen. Without a gun, you're a subject. But I want to talk about what Donald Trump's doing today in Maine. I have a friend who lives in Portland, Maine, and he told me that whole place is being indoctrinated with the illegal with Syrians, and they're bringing Somalians, all kinds of people into the Portland, Maine. I mean, he can't even find work anymore. Portland used to be about predominantly a 95% white city. Now it's down to like 70%, and they're flooding the place. And it's happening in Minneapolis, and it's happening, you can already know what's going on in South Florida. This is all by design, Michael, because they're trying to take the power away from the white Anglo males. And you're talking about Donald Trump being threatened. What about Hillary? All the people, there's like 30 people been murdered around her since she's been in the politics. And her real name and her husband's name is Billy Blythe. Nobody wants to talk about the real fact of who Billy Blythe was. If you ever did an hour,
well, let's talk about their actions. Let's talk about their behavior. Let's stay focused on the crimes. And yeah, unfortunately, right now, people are starting to drop like flies that have connections to the Clintons. There was that guy who was getting ready to testify, supposedly dropped a barbell on his own throat. There was Victor Thorne earlier this week. I mean, it is a reality, and everybody's just going to have to accept that. And by the way, I am not depressed. I'm very cheerful. for those who are keeping track of such things. Tom, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This country is coming to. I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse for every.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting back to the news here. As I mentioned, this dirty trick they had of claiming Donald Trump was going to drop out any day did shove Hillary slightly ahead in the polls. It didn't stick. And apparently over in Tennessee, the latest poll there shows Donald Trump well ahead of Hillary Clinton. Now, you're not going to see that on the corporate media. They're still out there saying Clinton's ahead, Clinton's ahead, Clinton's ahead. Whether they are part of her cartel of corruption or they're being threatened or who knows what. The entire establishment corporate media is just absolutely in a frothing at the mouth panic to find some way to stop Donald Trump. And from that, I would interpret that the internal polling that they're doing is showing Donald Trump headed for a landslide victory in November. Now, it's not just him. I've been talking all along about how there is an anti-incumbency fever sweeping this nation, and that if we put Donald Trump into the White House in November, we have to give him a Congress who will work with him to bring about change and not try and hamstring his every single move, and it has started over in Kansas. We saw a huge rout of the anti-Trump lawmakers and the pro-Trump challengers winning at least 11 of these establishment politicians got kicked out, got their pink slips. It's starting to happen. Paul Nellen is out there saying it's time to retire Speaker Paul Ryan and send him back to Wall Street where he belongs. Everybody now understands the link between Wall Street and the corruption of the American political system. Now, Clint Eastwood, who's an actor, and he's actually a very fine director, came on out. Now, normally most people think of Hollywood, they think liberalism, they're going to back Hillary Clinton. Not Clint Eastwood. He came on out and he said he's supporting Donald Trump. And he came on out and said, you know, Donald Trump is a plain speaker. And for people our age, which includes yours truly, what Trump says when we were young wasn't considered racist. They simply declare it to be so they can attack him. And Eastwood not only supported Donald Trump, he came on out and said, how did we become such a nation of sissies? Everybody's saying, oh, these words hurt. And he says, get over it. Get past it. And of course, the media instantly turned on Clint Eastwood, always being politically incorrect. He doesn't understand how words have such power to destroy the psyches of these poor, fragile people. I think it's time we stop being poor, fragile people. I agree with Eastwood. It's time to screw political correctness. One of our readers wrote in saying, use a porcupine. But he's just out there saying, get over it. You can't have freedom of speech and political correctness at the same time, because when you say something that bothers somebody, is against their agenda, they're going to, oh, I'm offended. You should shut up. I'm feeling offended. Go ahead, be offended. Nothing happens. Being offended is normal in discourse and debate and dialogue. Nothing happens to you when you're offended. You're not going to wake up the next morning with a third arm growing out of your stomach. Get over it. It's amazing. Now, let's get on to the issue of election fraud. Because already the establishment is trying to line up all these experts saying, couldn't possibly happen. It's just absolutely impossible. Our elections are 100% trustworthy. And there's obviously a lot of pushback, not the least of which are all these lawsuits regarding the Democratic primaries. And it looks like during the Democratic primaries, not only were the votes themselves being played with, but even the exit polls to try and get them to line up with the rigged election results. They didn't get them all. That's the source of some of these lawsuits, the disparity between the exit polls and the official results. As it turns out, there is a company called Edison Research that tabulates all of the exit polls for the entire nation, just like Voters News Service tabulates all the votes for the nation. And there may be a problem there. More when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, we have talked in the past before about Voters News Service, and every once in a while they'll change their name to sort of obfuscate what's going on. But pretty much everybody knows it by the name Voters News Service. This is a private company. It is owned by the TV networks and the New York Times and the Washington Post, and it tabulates the national elections. It is a private company. There is absolutely no oversight on it, either by citizens or by the government itself. And it has been caught numerous times in the past changing the results. So now there's this other company that is being dragged into the light called Edison Research. It is a single company that tabulates all the nationwide exit polls. And as you know, there were some instances where the exit polls were way out of whack with the official results in those precincts with electronic voting machines. Well, there's an organization called TrustVote.org that says it has acquired information that Edison Research was trying to change the exit polls to match the official results coming out of those precincts with the electronic voting machines. And apparently they didn't get to them all. And TrustVote.org has filed a lawsuit in Ohio demanding the raw data for the exit polls to compare with what Edison Research sent on to the corporate media regarding the exit polls. So it's fraudulent all the way from top to bottom. Now, Project Veritas is releasing a whole bunch of videos that they have acquired with undercover cameras going on into polling sites and being able to vote without showing an ID, and literally got a poll worker to say, we don't care who you are, you know, just tell us a name, we'll give you the ballot and you can vote. And if the, you know, the vote is secure, because if somebody else comes in with the same name, they're now blocked from voting. That's their explanation for why the voting system can be trusted. Because if Joe Smith comes in with Michael Rivero's name and doesn't have to show voter ID, he can vote as Michael Rivero. And then when Michael Rivero really shows up, he's told he can't vote. Too bad. And remember all those Sanders voters who showed up at the Democratic primaries and told they had already voted? That's what's going on. Now, yesterday we had a phone call from somebody who was trying to come up with some kind of a system where we could track our votes. And it was complicated and obfuscated and certainly impossible to implement between now and the general election. And at the end of the phone call, we came up with another idea. And I decided to do something about it. I made up a bunch of graphics. There's a little block in the left margin of the whatreallyhappened.com website where you can go in and get these graphics and use them, send them everywhere. And all it says is, wear a T for Trump. And the campaign, and I need your help to make this go viral by November, is that everybody who votes for Donald Trump simply take a couple of pieces of tape and tape a T onto the front of their clothing. Because if all the Trump voters do that, it's going to make it very, very obvious if the election is being stolen. It's a very simple mechanism to discourage election fraud by making it very, very visible. So that's wear a T for Trump. It's in the left margin. I've already put it out on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. And everybody grab those pictures. It goes to a little thumbnail page, and you click on the thumbnail. You get the full-size image. Download those. Save them. Put them out on your social media. Send them to your friends and family. It's a simple idea. How much does tape cost? And remember, if you put a tape tee on your clothing on election day and somebody harasses you about it, that's a violation of Title 18, Section 594, punishable by a year in prison. So that ought to cool them off a little bit. So I need your help to make this thing go viral. Wear a T for Trump. That's our big push going into November. Now, a very alarming story. This came out of Investment Watch blog. Expert predicts civil war and formation of a Trump America if Trump loses. This is Harry Dent's coming out on this. We're already seeing the Democratic Party fracture from all the vote fraud and corruption. To a lesser extent, the Republican Party was split by this attempt to dump Trump and force Ted Cruz on us all, who isn't constitutionally eligible to be president in the first place. So both of the traditional parties are losing their base. They're in disarray. Story coming out from Fox News, and this actually ties in with that video where she says she's going to raise taxes on the middle class. Maybe it wasn't a slip-up. Fox News did an analysis of Clinton's economic plan and found it will raise taxes on middle-class America by $1.3 trillion, with a T, dollars. More taxes, more socialism. That's what Hillary wants to bring. Give us all your money, give us your guns, and shut up. That's probably Hillary's whole agenda in a nutshell. Another amazing story coming out of Patriot Rising. Apparently, the LA Times, when challenged about objectivity in the political race, said, we don't have to be objective. We're allowed to use our corporate media platform any way that we want. Now, I actually took a journalism class in college. And the policy back then was that the editorial staff of a newspaper or a TV station could display a bias in the editorial section. But the claim was that the actual news reporting be objective. Now, we know that's never really been the case. And now they're just out there saying, yeah, we're going to report things the way we think you should be thinking about them. And of course, right now, only 6% of people say they have confidence in the corporate media anymore. 6%. It's not a very good result, I would think. All right, so let's get back to Khan. And I don't mean the one from Star Trek. Khizr Khan, you know, went on out there, said Trump is slapping his dead son in the face with all of his talk about immigration control. Then we find out that Khan was runs a law firm that makes money getting visas and citizenship for Muslim immigrants. And now here comes the payoff. Apparently, at one point, Khan received $375,000 from the Clinton Foundation, sent to his law office. And this was the best they could come up with. And remember, when Trump came on out about, you know, rebutting this whole idea that he is somehow to blame for Khan's son's death, when it was actually Obama and Hillary Clinton who were keeping all these wars going, they attacked him. But when Hillary Clinton called Pat Smith a liar twice on national television, oh, it's no big deal. She had it coming. Remember what they did to Cindy Sheehan? She was a Gold Star mother, and she came on out and said this Iraq war is wrong. And boy, they savaged her. Anybody paying attention knows that the corporate media lost their objectivity long, long ago. They're the Ministry for Propaganda for the United States government and corporate interests. And that's all they are. That's why they get those big fat paychecks. All right, let's take a phone call here. Scott in Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Scott, are you there?
Can you hear me now, Michael?
Yes, I can hear you now. I guess we're still having technical issues.
Hey, Michael, I want to call. I got a new name for this latest Khan incident where he goes up on a DNC platform and attacks Trump and expects not to be attacked himself. I call it Hillary's attempt to con voters.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good
one. Don't be con. That's what I've been.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good idea.
And I have two ideas. One, you know, since we're not allowed to personally attack Gold Star parents, all the pundits on TV should be asking guests if they're Gold Star parents before they attack them, you know, because they're supposed to be off limits.
Nobody should be off limits. In an open society with freedom of speech, nobody's off limits. Now, we don't want personal attacks or anything, but when somebody's coming on out and saying something that is not accurate, you have a right to respond and say you're not being accurate, no matter who they are.
Well, of course, I was being facetious and not serious about that last suggestion.
Yeah.
But I called into a liberal talk show, internet show, called The Majority Report early this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I proposed an idea to the liberal, Sam Setter is the host of that show. And I said, you know what, I've got an idea that you Democrats could almost win the Congress instantly. And that is that every time we get a Republican president who's almost always going to cut our taxes, that you Democrats pledge right now to donate 100% of those tax cuts that you get from the Republican president, you donate that to the DNC. Every year, and you're guaranteed to win a majority seats in Congress with billions of dollars inflowing into the DNC. You should have seen his reaction. He was blah, 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 blah. He didn't know what to say because he knows Democrats aren't going to do it. They're going to enjoy their tax cuts.
Politicians are like a cash motel. The money goes in, but it never comes out. And considering how wealthy they are some of the cheapest people you're ever going to meet. The interesting thing, though, is that the conventional wisdom that money will buy the election is seriously under challenge right now. Hillary is outspending Donald Trump almost 100-1, and is still slightly trailing him. And I think the American voters are coming to understand that when you have corporations, especially Wall Street, pouring tons of money onto a candidate, that's a candidate that's not going to be looking out for the ordinary American citizen. And that is a legitimate, valid observation. Hillary is trying to explain all the support from Wall Street by saying that she's promising she'll protect him from a new 9/11, which is absurd. It's almost as absurd as when George Bush came on out and said, well, they hate us for our freedoms. No, they hate us because we're blowing them up, messing with their countries. That's why they hate us.
Well, what I'm afraid is if she should steal this election, and that's the only way she's going to get it, is you remember back in when her husband won because Ross Perot entered the race and the Republican vote was split. Within a year, we had the Oklahoma City bombing attack, which is a false flag.
Yes.
And that's to bring the electorate together, especially under a president who doesn't have a very strong mandate. Same thing happened to Bush Jr. He didn't win a very strong mandate. Of course, they had a 9/11, and that's supposed to bring everybody together, false flag, to bring the population together. And to be honest with you, I think this election is going to happen just like the Brexit vote happened. I think the establishment has convinced themselves, they're listening to their own lies through the media, they convinced themselves that they're not in trouble, and they're going to wake up on election day and realize not only were they wrong, but the population realizes the extent that they've been lied to by these political establishment and the media, the corporate media. And let me tell you, I think it's going to hit the fan. Once Trump gets into office, that's when the real revolution is going to start. And whether it's peaceful or not, I hope it's peaceful. We've got to brace ourselves to tough it out because the establishment is going to come down on him like a ton of bricks. And I do worry for his safety. I really do.
Well, I do as well. But if Donald Trump is the president and we give him a Congress who's going to work with him, okay, then this narcocracy has lost the ability to cover up their own crimes. You won't have FBI Director Comey saying, yeah, she's committed felony, but she didn't mean wrong, so we're not going to charge her. You're not going to have Loretta Lynch saying, well, you know, I don't think espionage and selling national secrets is worthy of prosecution, but we're going to sue those global warming deniers out of business. All those people who protect this narcocracy, they're going to be gone, and there are going to be new people in there who are know what's been going on, and they're going to start prosecuting people, and they're going to nibble away at the edges, and they're going to find more and more people who will turn states' evidence to save themselves jail time. And again, look at how the corrupted government started to be pulled back after the repeal of Prohibition, and they didn't have the money to buy their own way anymore. And there was still a permanent remnant of that alcohol corrupted government, again in the Kennedy dynasty. But it's time for things to swing back the other way. It's time for we the people to take our country back from these drug runners and money launderers and war hawks and crooked bankers.
And I think that's why there's such a pushback by the establishment on Trump wanting to enforce our border controls, because they know, well, the government's bringing in the drugs, most of
yes.
them.
Yes, yes.
That's there's no doubt in my mind. I hope Trump will take them on, because once, like you said, once he takes on the government-backed drug running, he's going to dry up the funding for a lot of these crooked politicians. The next step, or maybe even the first step, is to take on the Federal Reserve, because when you got to take on the people that are printing the money.
Well, that's
bringing the money into circulation.
Two separate issues going on there. I think it was about a week ago there was this story coming on out where this other country, and I forget which one it was. Their leader literally told people and the police, just start going on out and killing drug dealers. And it was presented in our media like, oh, it's a reign of terror. How can this guy just send people out to kill the drug dealer? Well, that's the bottom of the pyramid that supports it all. And if you cut off that cash flow by getting rid of the dealers or legalizing drugs, then you have seriously crippled that corrupting influence. And there have been countries whose governments have become totally corrupted by drugs. Sicily, still reeling from that. Colombia. But at least the people in Colombia had the courage to put their president on trial for being a drug lord. Now, he got acquitted, but at least they got him into that docket.
If only we had tried Bush Sr. If only we had put somebody in jail over Iran Gate. If we put either Reagan or Bush, or both of them, indicted both of them, maybe we could have avoided a Clinton. Maybe we could have dried up that drug running and gun running to South America and Central America 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
But what's really amazing... I'm sorry to run over you, but we're coming up on a commercial break. The problem is that whole gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas was illegal. It was a violation of the Boland Act. And even though the CIA was running it, it didn't make it legal. It was a crime right there. And had the FBI actually done the job it was supposed to do back when Vincent Foster was killed, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in today. Okay?
And I think the FBI, just like in its early days when it said organized crime didn't exist, they now would claim organized government crime doesn't exist.
Well, that was J. Edgar Hoover. Who said that. It wasn't the opinion of the FBI as a whole. It was J. Edgar Hoover said there's no such thing as organized crime. And it turned out later organized crime had compromising pictures of him with his partner and was blackmailing him. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. Scott, we're going to be taking a break and we'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children. children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to the phones here, Obama is on TV right now talking about terror, 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 ISIS, 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 including his observation that the recent increase in the number of terror attacks proves ISIS is in decline. So we can add winning is losing to ignorance is strength, freedom is slavery, warming is cooling. It's just, it's nonsense. All right, back to the phone. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, John Stadmiller's had Patrick Wood on his show a couple times talking about his new book, Technocracy. And your last caller brought something to mind that if this election is outright stolen and fraud, and we all know that, we can prove that, and they carry on with it and allow it to go through. You know, it reminds me of what just happened like, in July 1st when Obama had a new executive order allowing the UN to use force against American citizens, which if you take that all and if you put the pieces of the puzzle all together, this may be kind of the situation. It may have half the country fighting the other half over this whole thing, and it may be all setting up for this situation.
Well, we know that there's a couple of overlapping agendas. Clearly, the elites are aware that the American people have awakened and know that this government is not even in the same time zone with what we're taught we have in those state-controlled schools. That's why they're trying to grab all the guns. They're afraid of a revolution after seeing the riots in France and all over Europe that's taking place. They understand that this push for a global government has set the stage for a global revolution, and they're afraid of that. The other aspect is that there is still this desire by the elites to complete the transition of the United States into a true dictatorship where they won't have to worry about freedom of speech and this right to keep and bear arms and the right to privacy and everything, because it's just going to be whatever they say is to be done is what will be done. And so they're rushing forward to do that. I think the reason they're trying to involve the United Nations and possibly bring in so many refugees and immigrants is they understand that most serving military are not going to be willing to fire on American citizens. And so they need to sort of get their warriors from some other source.
I agree with that 100%. That's a very good analogy of that. I do believe that's exactly why they brought them in. They don't want soldiers. It'd be like in the Civil War, you know, how that was, brother fighting brother. They don't want to look at that situation, because I think law enforcement and our soldiers would say, wait a minute, we'll question this. This is not right. We can't fire on our own people. But the UN has no involvement emotionally with that because they're not their people. So I agree with that, definitely.
Well, thanks, you know, Michael. So many of these refugees are young men of military age. A lot of people have commented on that. And all the U.S. government would have to say to these people is protect us from the zombies out there, and we'll give you their homes and cars and everything else. And, you know, we'd be off and running. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively
effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.